Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, another fine Saturday morning here on a holiday weekend. I'm sure people, boy, it's nice to enjoy a long weekend. I know for most people, I mean, there's still things that we at WIP do. Thursday, we had the turkey bowl and then had the rest of the day off. Yesterday, went down to the Eagles and then had the rest of the day off. And this morning, by the way, this morning we are, for the holiday weekend, either the Friday or Saturday, or my show on Saturday, we're not at the Borgata. We're back here in Philadelphia just for this weekend. So for the people that may have been or may be at the Borgata or may be going down, you can go to where we broadcast normally, but we'll be back there next week. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of great things still going on at the Borgata. But again, as there always is on Saturday morning, we kind of touch on a lot of things. And, of course, the Eagles play tomorrow. And they have, it's no secret, they have struggled the last two games. They've struggled, actually, the last three games. And they lost one of them, the one to Washington, which you're not going to go undefeated. And I think we've already been through that. But they're still 9-1. But I know there's people that have doubts crawling in because the offense, it's amazing. The offense is just not even close to as good. And Dallas Goedert is, it's amazing that they miss one player so much. He is such a comfort to the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, and he's such a safety blanket. He usually always finds a way to get open. And there's just nobody on other teams that can cover him. And they've got to find a way. And I know they're looking at it. I mean, that's what they do, the coaches. They're looking at final ways. You're never going to make up what he does for your team. It's not going to happen. But you're trying to find a way to make up for some of it with some of the other guys that are going to catch the football. But there's no tight end. You got to find somebody that doesn't allow the other team to double A.J. Brown. You got to find something, and I think the coaches have gone over that. They're trying to find ways, and I have confidence still. Again, you're dealing with players that aren't as good as Dallas Goedert, but I think they'll have some new ideas for the game tomorrow night against the Green Bay Packers. You know, I know the Packers are not that good this year, and the Eagles, I have confidence they'll win the game. But somehow I think this game's going to be tougher than it should be. It's tougher than it should be, not when you looked at the game at the beginning of the schedule, but when you look at the game now, you'd say, well, Green Bay's not that good. And they beat the Dallas Cowboys, who, by the way, I'm going to get to that. I think they are, boy, they were exposed against what is a better Giants team, but an average Giants team. But Green Bay came back to beat Dallas, which doesn't shock me because it's Dallas. And they lost to Tennessee. There's just something about Tennessee that I just don't like, and yet they still win. But that's next week, and that'll be a tough game because their defense is pretty good. So we can talk. We can talk about your comfort level. Your comfort level with the Eagles right now. And let's not lose sight of the fact they're 9-1, but until they get Dallas Goedert back, they can't make any mistakes. They just can't do that. All right, and I do want to touch on, everybody thought that the division, the NFC East is the best division in football, and I guess it may be, although maybe the AFC East with Buffalo, Miami's better. The Jets lost a brutal game last week, but they're better. The Patriots are a little above average team, and I don't want to hear Bill Belichick whining about it. A touchdown call that was reversed. They reversed it into the right call. But let me get back to the Cowboys and the Giants. Giants are better, but they're not good enough. I mean, these Giants fans, get over it. They're just not good enough. They are better, but they're not good enough. But they were not good enough. They're not good enough, and yet they caused the Cowboys problems. It's just Dak Prescott. How many times do I see him throw into coverage? You know, for all the people that think he's what a terrific quarterback. What he throws into coverage. There are ways defensively to confuse him. And the Cowboys might be, I don't think they're the most undisciplined team in football, but they're second in penalties in the NFL. I think they're second in penalties. They're a good team, but they're not a good enough team. They just find ways to screw themselves up. Dak Prescott, I still say, is overrated. The Cowboys and the Giants have more weaknesses, but the Cowboys have weaknesses. I don't want to hear all these Cowboys fans give me all this nonsense about how good the Cowboys are, and they got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Everybody's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl until you're eliminated. The Cowboys are not a Super Bowl team, and they're not good enough. And it's too bad. It's really kind of sad because I think this would have been a year that the Eagles could have beaten the Cowboys twice in one season. But that game on Christmas Eve, and I know I'm way ahead of myself, is really tough because it's the third straight road game for the Eagles, which is unfair for any team to have three straight road games. And it's a third straight road game on a short week. Now, the short weeks don't bother players that much anymore, but it's the third straight road game on a short week. I mean, they're trying to help the Cowboys win the game. The way that they've set up schedules, and the Eagles play the Giants twice in, I think, a 2 or 3 week period, that's not fair either, because the same team usually doesn't win both those games. But so, I just, for all your Cowboy and Giants fans, it's really, you're not going anywhere. All right, relax. You're not going anywhere. All right, the Sixers. And I know people, maybe more people agree with me now. The China Doll, and that's what Joel Embiid is. His new nickname is not the process. It's the Joel the China Doll Embiid. That's what, when Matt Cord, the PA announcer at the Sixers, announces Joel Embiid. Joel the China Doll Embiid. He's always going to be hurt. They're never going to win a championship. The Sixers will never, ever win a championship with Joel Embiid. Never. And now every time that I mention, they should trade him because they've got to move on. And you might have gotten something for him, but now teams see again that he always gets hurt. He's always got injuries. And what was up the other night when the Nets come in and he's not on the bench and the other injured players are on the bench? What, is he too good for them? He doesn't want to see Ben Simmons. He doesn't want TV to focus on him sitting there while Ben Simmons is playing. I don't care. You have to be out there. He's not a leader. He's not a winner. He's a really good player. Joel Embiid is a really good player. But he's not a winner. He's not a leader. You're not going to win a championship with him. And isn't it interesting? Now, I know that the Sixers beat a Nets team that really didn't come to play. I mean, Ben Simmons might have been the only guy that came to play for the obvious reason. But they didn't come to play. And then they lost because it was back-to-back, and they were full of themselves from beating the Nets. They lost the next night at Charlotte. And then they won last night at Orlando. Another bad team. But the thing that I think is really noticeable, James Harden is not good for this basketball team. That's number one. There's so much better ball movement without James Harden on the floor. When he comes back, they're going to be screwed. They're going to be screwed when he comes back. And then Embiid creates the same issues. Isn't it interesting? They're actually a fun team to watch with the way these guys are playing. But they're not going to play when the other players come back. The only injured player that makes a difference when he comes back is Tyrese Maxey. Maxey's the only player that makes a difference. And the rest of the guy, you can keep Joel Embiid out. You can keep James Harden out. There's much better ball movement. Players just have much better energy. You're not going to win with Joel Embiid. It's just because he's so about himself. He really is about himself and not about the team. He's just all about himself. And he's just not a winner. He is not a winner. And he's always hurt. As good as he is, talent-wise, he's just not a winner. But they're not going to make that. They're not going to make that decision the way they should, because Daryl Morey is a total fraud. He has put together. He's put together such a bad team. Has anybody checked? And I'm going to check his numbers right now. Has anybody checked what Halliburton has done in Indiana? And the Sixers could have gotten Halliburton with Buddy Hield. They wouldn't have had to trade Seth Curry, and they would not have had to trade both draft picks. They would have only had to trade one of the first round picks, and now they can't get rid of Tobias Harris because they need a first round pick to trade Tobias Harris, and they don't have any to trade until 2029. All right, Halliburton had 21 points and 15 assists yesterday. Can you believe that? He had 4 steals, 21 points, 15 assists, 6 rebounds, and he doesn't turn the ball over that much either. He had no turnovers. With 15 assists and no turnovers, and that fraud, that phony of a president general manager, Daryl Morey, didn't want Halliburton and Buddy Hield. That's great. You know, what a great job. What a great job by the general manager. What a great job. By the way, Buddy Hield last night for Indiana had 26 points. 5 for 8 from 3. It's just, what an idiot. Daryl Morey is a flat out idiot. As a president and general manager. That is so weak. But never going to win with him as the president and general manager either. So, and one of the other things, first of all, we got to touch on the Phillies today too. They're going to get multiple players, free agent players in the offseason. They will get new additions to the team. But you're going to add people to a team that's going to miss Bryce Harper until at least the All-Star break. They say he's going to be back after the All-Star break. So we'll see. And then he's not going to be able to play in the field until what the Phillies are saying, until September, which means that you can't have Castellanos or Schwarber DH most of the time. So you still have to have those guys in the field. The Phillies can improve their infield defense with a free agent signing, but I don't know what else. I don't know what else they can do, especially without Harper. And later when we come back, I'm going to address me getting ripped because I allowed Ben Simmons to talk to me and he wanted to take a selfie with me. What am I going to say? No. I'll get into it. I'm not going to get into it now. I'm going to get into it after the break. And it doesn't bother me because people always like to find ways to rip me and criticize me. But I don't see anybody else confronting a player or a coach after they've criticized them. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. Matter of fact, it rarely happens. So I'm going to talk about that. But today, our question today, to try to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, check it all out at DeBruno.com, especially with the holidays coming up. You can get catering, the food. If you missed out on Thanksgiving, you did miss a lot. And the food is great. The catering is terrific. But anyway, here the question today is really simple. And you can base it on anything or anyone you want. In fact, if Ben Simmons came to town and people booed him and ripped him and consider he's a jerk. Simple question. The biggest jerk in sports, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach, I think you're going to have a hard time finding a front office guy because you don't know him as well. Either a player or a coach. The biggest jerk in sports. Pretty simple for you, isn't it? Is that pretty simple? Well, we'll try to come up. And I think there's some that I can already identify. All right, let me give you the numbers, and I'll get right to the phones, and I'll deal with this Ben Simmons situation, which I think the fans, you know, they went too long with it. I'll get into all of it. 215-592-9494 are the numbers. There's some people have already chimed in. We'll get right to you. We'll get to the callers. And we'll get to the rest of this fine radio show. I'm Howard Eskin. It's WIP. It's Saturday morning. And the time now is 8:16. And if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you know that a great point of sale system can truly make a difference in your success. Now, that's what's important. It's hard to find a company that offers everything you need and is willing to customize a game plan to fit your individual needs. Well, if you've been looking for the perfect POS partner, I mean, I've tried to tell you, and you should take this advice. You need to call, and they are my friends, at PDQ Signature System. I don't say they're friends if they weren't friends. They are my friends. PDQ has everything you need for success, including mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. That's why PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 30 years. Whether you have a single-location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn, terrific guy, sharp, his team sharp, will create a custom game plan that will help your business succeed. You got to trust me on this. If you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS schedule. And you can schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. I wonder if State Farm's still running those commercials. The guy is such a loser, right? And I always considered him one of the best. And for one game, not this year, I always wanted Aaron Rodgers. But he is such a goofy, lunatic guy. As good as he was, he's just not that guy anymore. All right, let's go to the head to the phones. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on WIP. Good, how are you?
Good, except for wasting 3 hours of my life last night watching that stupid Flyers game.
It's not stupid. They're just not a good team.
No, they're horrible. I have no idea how they got this bad this fast. They have no heart. I mean, I also watched a little bit of the St. Louis-Tampa Bay game. St. Louis went into the Tampa Bay goaltender. Every player on Tampa Bay dropped the gloves and chased the guy down into the corner. Sticker for the goaltender. Flyers don't do that. Why didn't they do that last year?
If they lose today, I'm sorry to interrupt you. If they lose today, that would be the 10th straight loss. Chuck Fletcher, this is amazing. Kyle Quinn told me this. If they lose today, it's a 10th straight loss under Chuck Fletcher. This will be the fifth time that they have lost 10 in a row. That's how does he keep his job? Now, it's hard to get rid of a guy in the middle of the season, but Danny Briere has learned. Danny Briere is working there. I'd have no problem with moving on. Chuck Fletcher's a good guy, but he's obviously terrible at what he does. And I'd have no problem moving Danny Briere right into that position.
It's just watching that team is so sad because there's absolutely no heart. No heart at all. And that's, I think, the one thing the Flyers were always known for was heart, and they don't have any at all. They don't have any heart at all. I've watched them all my life, and it's the one thing I can always depend on was them at least playing hard, and they are not anywhere doing that.
Is that an indictment on the coach?
I don't even know how you could blame it on Tortorella, because Tortorella is just this is not a team anybody could coach.
No, but if they don't have heart and they don't play hard, and he admitted last night that they didn't play hard after the game, if they don't have heart, then what's the coach doing? You just got to find, even if the players that you would replace other guys with aren't as good, you got to get guys to go in there, if that's the case, that play hard. I don't know, but it's too early. I mean, obviously Tortorella is going to be here, and he can look at his paycheck each week and say, hey, this is bad, but at least I'm getting $4 million a year. I don't know. You know what? Let's not spend a lot of time on the Flyers. They're just a terrible hockey
team. They are. Yep. They are. And there's nothing you can do to rebuild them. The Phillies?
They can get the first pick. They can get the first pick, and that player is supposed to be a stud.
But they still got to win that lottery. And the way our luck goes, So, I don't know. Like I said, with them, I don't know.
All right, who's your biggest jerk in sports?
I am stuck between two.
Well, just give me one. Just give me one of them. Just give me one of them.
Yep, Jonathan Papelbon.
Papelbon's actually good. I didn't even think about him, but I had a big argument with him, but that's actually a good one. He is an all-time jerk. All right, Rich, thanks for the call. All right, let's move on, and let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, just real quickly, that Flyer stat that you just brought up, fifth time they've lost 10 in a row under this GM, I can't comprehend that.
That's hard to imagine. And you know what's even harder to understand? Why he is still the general manager if that's the case.
You talk about a franchise that has just become so irrelevant. It's sad, really sad. But I didn't.
They announced 19,000 at that game. It was in the evening last night. I didn't watch it, honestly. There couldn't have been 19,000 in that building. There could not have been 19,000 in that building.
Sad what happened at an organization. Very sad. But Joel Embiid, I watched the Nets game. I watched last night's game. I missed the Hornets game. You are 100% correct. With Embiid and Harden in the game, there is no ball movement. The spacing is awful. And Embiid sucks up space at the top of the key. It's you have to move him. You have to. You're right about the general manager. He's a knucklehead. You're not going to win.
He's a fraud. He's a con man because he conned the Sixers into a $12 million a year contract.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how these guys just are stealing money, stealing it. And here's the bottom line. You're not going to beat the Celtics this year. I don't care if you have Harden and Embiid. You're not going to beat them. Trade him now. Get what you can get for him. He's somewhat healthy, right? Why is he out right now?
Who are you talking about? Embiid? It's an ankle or I don't know. It's something with its foot or his ankle. What's the difference? He's a China doll. Joel, the China doll Embiid.
He is so fragile. And the bottom line is, you know, I talked to people. We had 50-some points last a couple weeks ago. Talk to me in the spring. Talk to me in the playoffs when he shrinks. He shrinks in the moment he can't handle it. He's a turnover machine. He falls down all the time. He flops. Get rid of him now, please. Yeah,
they have to move on. They have to move on. But Daryl Morey, he knows he's got, what, 2 or 3 years left. He'll hang in there. And, you know, and Josh Harris, he's clueless when it comes to basketball. If I asked him the question, how far is the foul line from the basket, I don't know that he can give me the right answer. Really. I'm serious when I say that. I don't know that he can give me the right answer.
I believe it by the decisions he's made over the years. There's no question about it. But nothing against Joel as a person, but he's a nice player. He's a nice player. But you're 100% right. He's not going to win you anything substantial.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
And Harden is not good for a team.
Yeah, if you know the game and you watch him in the moment, in the big games, it hits you right in the face.
Yep,
absolutely. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. All right. So, who's your biggest jerk in sports?
Well, there's no question. It's all about him, LeFraud. I'm sorry. He's just.
Yeah, I don't know that he's a jerk because he can be likable. He can be, but
well,
he's a fraud. LeFraud is a fraud.
I don't like his pontificating about different issues, which I don't want to get into.
No, I don't like that either.
Yeah, he's not.
He jumps into every issue.
Just,
like
just
he's
shut
the...
your mouth. Shut your mouth and play basketball. Thanks,
Howard.
Right.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Dan. Dan, who's in Mayfair. Beautiful
downtown. Good morning, Howard. How you doing?
Downtown Mayfair. But unfortunately, Mayfair has had there's a shooting in every part of Philadelphia. And unfortunately, I think wasn't there a shooting or a house invasion in Mayfair within the last week?
Probably several, yes.
Yeah, there was a parking authority person that was shot yesterday in Frankfurt. The city of Philadelphia is such a disgrace. It's so sad that, you know, I assume you're from Philadelphia. I was
Absolutely.
Born and raised in Philadelphia. It is such a terrible city right now, and the mayor, and it's awful to call Jim Kenney the mayor. It's the worst mayor. He is the worst mayor of my lifetime. He sits
there
reading a book to these kids at preschool like he did something with the soda tax. Where's all the other money going? He hasn't spent the money he said he was going to need. He's just a bad guy who you got to take control some way. I know the district attorney is a bad guy too, but you got to, the city can't be this bad. It can't be this bad. Business people in the city are outraged with what's going on.
I can understand it. Yeah.
I'm getting on a tangent because I know because I'm so disappointed in what's going on in the city of Philadelphia.
I can't wait for the next mayor,
but that's not what you wanted to talk about. What's up?
Oh yeah. Listen, I heard your site when you were on Wednesday with the camera, Richie, and he was ripping you. Is that kind of what you're referring to? I don't know if there was other people ripping you about.
There was other people giving, you know, I'm a fraud. Right. I talked to Ben Simmons and, you know, and he took a selfie and he posted it. And I told him, I says, you made it worse for me than it was for you. Ripping me, first of all, Joe DeCamera has no room to say anything, because if he rips somebody, he'll never confront him. And his excuse is, well, I don't want to have a relationship with the guy. It's not a relationship. Players or coaches, and I can go down a list of players, because there are people that deserve to be criticized. And if I have done it wrongly, I will address it. One of the guys I always remember, it was the beginning of the season, Jason Wirth, I ripped in his first year here after my fight with Charlie Manuel. Charlie and I are now friends. I told Jason, and he said something to me at the end of the year when they got into the playoffs and won the division. and I called him a marginal Major League Baseball player, and he was really angry the whole year.
Right.
So we sat down.
Yeah,
after
I remember that. Yeah.
We sat down after the play, and he came and he let me know in the locker room when they won. I said, we got to talk. So we talked for about 40, 45 minutes, and now we're friends. But they want an opportunity. Players or coaches, all they want is an opportunity to explain themselves. Now, I'm not going to change what I said about Ben Simmons.
Of course.
What he did here in Philadelphia was wrong. I didn't like his game. He said, he came up when we started talking. He says, you know, I'm not a bleep hole, and that's not the way he said it. I said, I never said you were a bleep hole. But what I did say is I don't like your game, and I didn't like the things that you did. And, you know, and he kind of accepted that, didn't have much conversation on whether it was right or wrong, but he wants to get it. Players and coaches want to get it off their chest, and they deserve the right. If you're going to criticize him, they do. I don't care who it is, whether it's Ben Simmons, Jason Worth, who's been a good guy to me ever since. I can go down the list. Mitch Williams wanted to punch me in the bleeping mouth, and he didn't use that word. It's just for something I said on the air. And now we're friends, too. They want an opportunity to talk to you. Tug McGraw was another one. He wanted, and may he rest in peace. Tug was a great guy. He always used to talk to Tim McGraw about me. But I can go down the list. But if they get a chance to talk to you, then they understand. And if I'm wrong, I will give them the opportunity to tell me why I'm wrong. And that's all they want. And for people to rip me because I talked to Ben Simmons, and then he wanted to take a selfie. Okay, and then he posted it. So then all hell broke loose. You know what? It doesn't mean I agree with what he did. It doesn't mean I think that he's a good player. He's playing better. He fits better with the Nets, but he's never going to be a star. He's never going to be a star. Well, last night, he scored 20-some points. I mean, I didn't miss a shot from the field. I don't think he missed a shot. But now, and from the foul line, I think he was 4 for 5. But whatever the case may be, he's never going to be a star. I didn't like what he did here, and I'm never going to change that. And we talked it out, and it wasn't a long conversation, but they deserve the opportunity if you criticize them. And I'll always be there to accept that one way or the other.
I hear you. Yeah, the camera stance has kind of rubbed me the wrong way on Wednesday. That's all. You know, I just wanted to let you know that, like, it's just that bothered me a little bit. And I like the camera. I always listen to a show.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, it's just I'm not saying to not listen to him. But and he says, well, we had N'Kobe Demon here. Well, you didn't get him. The station, we have a relationship with the Eagles because we're partners with the Eagles, and they're really nice enough to have players come in, and then there's players that do segments each week, you know, but that's not because Joe DeCamera got them to come in. That's because somebody else, has Joe DeCamera ever gotten his own guest? But again, if he's going to criticize me, you know, for talking to a player, Joe, every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with getting to know a player a little bit. And you know what? They accepted. Bryce Harper said that to me when we first met and I introduced myself. And he told me, you know, he's friends with Jason Worth. And Jason had talked to him about me. He says, hey, listen, if you have to criticize me, that's your job. I says, I hope you say that. I hope you understand that. If that happens, he said, yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. We do our job. They do their job. And just try to do it that way. And some people, hey, listen, what guys do outside of their air shift, as long as they do well in their air shift, and everybody on WIP does that, as long as they do the right things and entertain people and inform people and do whatever they do on the air, and they don't want to do other things, that's their prerogative. But don't criticize me for doing that. That's all.
Well put. I couldn't agree more, Howard. I couldn't agree more. Real quick on the Eagles, if you don't mind, if you got time.
Sure.
If you could put on your offensive coordinator hat, what kind of tweaks to the game plan would you enact in lieu of Dallas Goedert or Zapp?
You know what? They're going to try to. Obviously, they got to pass the ball to win the game. They really do. They have to pass to score. You can't just, I mean, the running game's great, but you're not going to win enough games
You're not going to win the playoffs if you don't pass the ball.
You got to be able to throw the football. And Jalen Hurts has done a good job of that this year.
Yes.
But they've got to get, I don't know who it is, A.J. Brown. Obviously, you want A.J. Brown, but the other teams know that you want A.J. Brown. So you get Devontae Smith. I think Quez Watkins has got to play a bigger role. You can see that it looks like they're doing more things with Quez Watkins. And I think you just got to involve him more. You got to get more people out there to be able to catch the football. So they're just got to find other guys to get that yardage and to catch those passes. It's not going to be the same, but you've got to do a better job of distributing the ball around to some of the other people as well.
When do you think Goddard's going to be back? When are they supposed to get him back?
Well, he's out for at least three more games counting this one. Who's your biggest jerk in sports?
Oh, okay. Well, the first caller took the words right out. I was going to say Papelbon, but in light of that, let me go with the guy that's coming in here on Sunday, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he is a jerk. It's kind of torn because he's such a good quarterback. But, all right, you're in the mix.
He's still a jerk, though. He's still a jerk.
Yeah,
he's good.
He is a jerk. All right, Dan, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin on a holiday Saturday. Is that what it is? A holiday Saturday. But it's all good. And because it's all good, we have a lot of football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We always have football on Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday, but there's a lot of football games. I've actually, on my website, I've done actually great. 3-1 on Thursday, 4-0 yesterday with the college games. I just hope it continues today. But and there's some good football games too. And the Eagles play tomorrow night. They cap off the weekend with the Sunday night game. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now here at WIP is 8:40. And here's what's happening at Borgata, because it is a sensational place. Anybody, when you first walk in, you notice the difference of Borgata and any other casino hotel that you may have been to on the East Coast, in Atlantic City, wherever. And you deserve a getaway. Experience award-winning restaurants. They have those at Borgata. Exciting bars with live music. Obviously have that. A-class entertainment. A spacious casino. And they're always refreshing and adding new machines and new things to the casino. Filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. You can book your getaway. You can do it today. Borgata Comedy Club. The longest running comedy club in Atlantic City. And one of the best entertainment. It really is a great entertainment deal in town. Three new headline comedians each week, and they'll have you rolling. You're a winner this winter during Borgata's $1.2 million winning Wonderland. You can earn entries now through December 31st to be one of 1,200 lucky winners. Plus, two grand prize winners will win a 2023 Audi Q8 Prestige. Four winners will win a luxurious escape to Baja Mar. Drawings will be held every Saturday. For details, check it all out, theborgata.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep, it is 94 WIP on this holiday Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend, whatever it is. Eagles tomorrow night. Night game. Oh, I just love those night games. I just hope the rain's out of Dodge before that game. I'll check the weather in a little while. Not that the weather people have much of a clue what's going on at least 50% of the time, but I'll check that. But for all of us, I hope it's a dry night with the Eagles are 6.5-point favorite. We'll talk to Mark Lawrence about the way he looks at that game and the other games today and tomorrow in college and pro football. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. I am worried about the number one seed for the Eagles, Dallas and Minnesota catching them. Now, the Cowboys, the last two games, they got to go at Titans and at Commanders. And the Vikings schedule is not that easy either. Are you worried that the Eagles can't hang on to number one seed?
Well, you need to get Dallas Goedert back. But am I worried? No, I don't think Dallas is good enough. I mean, that Dallas doesn't concern me. I don't think the Giants are good enough. Minnesota, I don't think their defense is good enough.
Yeah, the defense not
they
good
find
enough.
Ways. They have found ways. You got to give them some credit though. They have found ways to win games. Bill Belichick worries about an overturned call. It was the right call. They changed it into the right call, but he still gave up too many points, or his team did. But the Eagles have the tiebreaker against the Vikings. The Vikings don't. They would concern me more than the Cowboys, but they don't worry me either. There's just not enough good teams. There are people that say, "Well, the 49ers." I just don't like Jimmy Garoppolo.
Me either.
I'm not a big 49ers fan. Now they're playing in a. I'd say they're playing in a weak division, but Seattle's better than I thought they were. But they're better than Seattle. So you don't want their record to be that good. The Eagles need to have the bye. And I think they can hang in there. I'm not going to say hang on, but hang in there through the Dallas Goedert injury. And they don't need any more injuries. And the two additions on the defensive line obviously really helped. So, yeah, I still think the Eagles are good enough to have the number one seed. But they can't play too many of these close games because they're not always going to be able to come back and win them.
Exactly, exactly. We got to just hope Dallas can get that fourth loss because I don't know where the tiebreaker would lie between the Eagles. I hope the Eagles don't have four losses.
If the Eagles have four losses, I would be shocked. And if they have four losses the rest of the year, then things are just not going well enough for them to get to the Super Bowl anyway.
Yeah, because I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see three more losses on their schedule, to be honest with you. But I didn't see them losing to Washington either.
You always lose to a team you're not supposed to lose to. That's
exactly.
What's really crazy.
Yeah. I got my jerk.
Yep.
Bill Belichick. I listen to WEEI. He comes on every morning. And he is so rude to the media in Boston. And I feel sorry for Greg Hill, a great guy. It's just not fair, man. It's just, I guess if you won a lot of Super Bowls, you can be a jerk and an idiot. And I guess you're allowed to be that way. But I just feel sorry for the Boston media. They got to put up with this
guy. I don't
feel
sorry. They deal with it and they allow it. Bill Belichick, that's a good one. That is a good one of mine. All right, take care. Have a great weekend. Yeah, Belichick is, he really is an all-time jerk. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you? I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
It was good.
Yeah, good. At the end, I have the answer. I think the winning answer. But anyway, when you talked about like Harper will be out probably till September, there was an idea.
No. He'll be out until after the All-Star break. Offensively, he can come back and be a DH. But he won't be able to play right field until September, it looks like.
In that case, if he's out even until the All-Star break, what was it? Jody Mack bandied an idea that they could put Hoskins a designated hitter temporarily, bring in this Hosmer. Hosmer can't hit worth a lick, but he's a Gold Glove defensive first baseman for $2 million. Now, and also, who do you Who do you think the Phillies should get, Bogarts or Turner? You said they might get more.
But then they have other DHs. But Harper's going to be the DH after the All-Star break. So then what are you going to do with Hoskins?
Well, Hosmer, you put his butt back on the bench since he can't hit, and then Hoskins.
But why are you going? He's not a free agent. I think you'd have to trade for him, right?
Well, I heard you could get him for $2 million. I don't know. I don't even know if he's worth getting.
I think he's still property of, what was it, San Diego, the Padres.
Yeah.
I'm not going to create another DH. They have too many of them now.
Okay. All right. Well, who do you
– When you sign a shortstop or a middle infielder or whatever it is, you're going to improve your defense. I don't know if it's not going to make it – the infield defense, it's going to make it better. It's not going to make it where it needs to be, but you're going to have to deal with it. That's the team
right.
you have.
Right. What do your sources tell you that you – okay, everybody knows they might go at their shortstop. Who do you think, with your expertise, that they'll get? Bogarts, Turner, and you said they could get more than one free agent. Where else do you think –
Well, they're going to get a starting pitcher. I think they're going to get a starting pitcher and a bullpen pitcher. But that's why I don't think you can go after Trey Turner. It's going to cost too much. I know John Middleton's got all the money that he could never spend. But you're not going to pay the tax. There's other owners there. You're not going to want to pay the tax. And if you put all your money in Trey Turner, and that's what you're going to probably have to do, and you can get another shortstop who's good, I would go after Bogarts, who would be less money. And it's going to take a while to sign these people because they all want big money, and they'll wait, just like free agents have done now for the past few years. They're going to wait. It's going to take a while.
What starting pitcher do you think is the most logical person to get? I mean, they say Carlos Rodon would cost you a lot, but
you don't win just by signing all free agents. That's not the way it works. So you got to be prudent. They don't need a number one or a number two. They need a number three or four. So there'll be somebody out there, but probably not as big a name as you want. It's easy to throw around names, and that's what people do on social media.
Right.
But they'll do something. I don't know exactly what they'll do, but they'll do something. All right, who's your biggest jerk?
My biggest jerk, I would say, is Kyrie Irving, which, since you made those anti-Semitic comments, refused to apologize, and then he made a half-tempered response.
Right, yeah, he's a good one. All right, hey, I appreciate the call, John. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP. John, you're on WIP. I'm sorry.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem.
Hey, Howard, I just want to talk a little bit. Well, first of all, I want to start off by saying that over this past week, I am starting to change my opinion a little bit towards Ben Simmons because it seems like he really does have a heart. So,
you know what? He's matured. Now, does that change him as a player? He fits better with that team. He didn't fit with the Sixers, and he didn't do himself any favors by all the things he did, which were 100% wrong. And it was childish. It was wrong. It was just awful what he did here. But he's obviously accepted a lot of things, and he's learned to deal with it a lot better. And he was more comfortable with the media. At least I noticed that. Before the game after their shoot around on Tuesday morning.
No, and I agree with that. And I want to move on to my Eagles point. I think, I believe that this Sunday is not only a must win in my mind, it's got to be a statement game. I mean, and I think that, you know, if they do come out and make a statement in this game, it'll kind of bring some of the confidence back, not only locally, but nationally too, or at least some of the concerns. But my big concern is, how are we going to continue running the offense efficiently without a competent tight end? And obviously we missed Dallas Goedert.
Well, they have a competent tight end, but they don't have a terrific tight end. I mean, Dallas Goedert is a good blocker. He's a great receiver. Yards after the catch, everything you want out of a tight end, he does. So they have competent people, but they don't have people that are even close to as talented as Dallas Goedert. But they've got to find other players to get the football to. You've got to pass the football. I mean, all these people that want to run, 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 run. You're not going to score enough points in the NFL if you run the football. It just doesn't work that way. And you're going to, these games are going to be too close. So you've got to find a way to generate offense with the pass.
And where do you think that comes from, Howard? I mean, obviously,
I think they're going to involve, you know, obviously you want A.J. Brown, but when they don't double him, you got to find him. Devontae Smith has got to become more of a factor, although he's done a nice job. And Quez Watkins, obviously, is a player, and even Zach Pascal. But Quez Watkins has got speed. He really can be really good. If they're going to just start doubling some of the other people, Quez Watkins has got to get the football. It's not going to be the tight end. It's not the comfort level that you always had. But you've got to find a way to involve more of the receivers other than A.J. Brown.
Okay, I understand. And I do agree with you. I think Zach Pascal could be kind of a small X factor as far as
He'll catch a ball every once in a while, but he's not good. But Quez Watkins is really fast.
Nah, he's unbelievably fast. So yeah, I appreciate you taking my call, Howard. And my trick is going to be Antonio Brown.
That's a good one, too. Wow, this is going to be a tough choice. Antonio Brown is a good one. All right. Hey, John, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls. A lot of people on the lines will get right to you when we come back. The Eagles tomorrow night. Sixers, as I've said, are better. It's amazing. They're certainly better without James Harden and without Joel Embiid. There's a lot of ball movement. There's a lot of good things happening. Now, they're not good enough, but they're not good enough with those two other guys. Maxey's the guy that you really need back. The other guy, it doesn't matter if you get Embiid or Harden back, but you got to get something for Embiid. There's going to be games you're going to need him. There's no question he's a really good player, but he just changes the way they play the game, and I don't think it's a good thing. We've talked about that, and we'll talk about it more. I'm Howard Eskin. We are WIP. And we continue to be WIP, and the time now is 8:57, and everyone knows that DeBruno Brothers is the place for special holiday cheese and charcuterie, and they have the good stuff. DeBruno Brothers also caters, so if you've got, whether it's a personal family party, a business party, for the holidays, they are really, really good at what they do. So if you're looking to save some time and have all the food taken care of for your holiday get-together, contact their amazing and terrific catering team. DeBruno is taking Christmas pre-orders through December 16th. Now remember, they get a lot of business here, and once you get to December 16th, you can't decide after that. Corporate holiday parties can be booked at Banca on 600 Spring Garden Street or Alimentari at Rittenhouse. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 10% off. Ready to start crossing gifts off your list? I'm sure people want to do that too. DeBruno Brothers ships nationwide. They have the coolest things for the foodie in your life, like their Abbondanza gift box, their Italian Market gift crate, or their Italian hoagie kit, just to name a few. A visit to any of their locations is a guaranteed culinary adventure. With gourmet specialty foods from around the world, DeBruno has everything that you need for hosting and entertaining, and gifts for everyone on your list. DeBruno is really ready to get your holiday started. Check it all out, DeBruno.com. WIP as we start hour number two. By the way, just an update on Arthur, who's still in jail, spent a year longer than he should have because he always gets in fights in jail. And he's relayed to me that the warden just doesn't like him. He was trying to get out by Thanksgiving, and that didn't happen. So he was in there, so he had to have Thanksgiving dinner in jail. But he thinks he's going to get out in about a week. We'll see if he doesn't get in any more fights. It's just unbelievable. All right, let's go to, I see Captain Cowboys on the line, but we're not going to go to him yet because I'm going to let him wait because the Cowboys are they're just so overrated. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, Howard?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, yeah, the Cowboys are overrated, and they wouldn't have won They didn't win because of Dak Prescott. His performance should have amounted to a loss, but
he throws in the coverage. He seems like he throws in the coverage so much.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. And the Detroit Lions on the Thanksgiving game, I mean, do we owe the Model T that much that you need to put the Detroit Lions on the Thanksgiving game every damn Thanksgiving?
Well, that's true. And the NFL does that and the Cowboys. So they have the Lions and the Cowboys every Thanksgiving. And it's just, that's not going to change. It's just not going to change. And they know they're going to get ratings because it's the Cowboys.
Love the way the Sixers are playing, and I hope that the Green Bay Packers game with the Eagles, I hope that the Eagles wrap that up quick because I got to wake up early in the morning, you know? I don't want to be staggering.
I don't know that
morning.
It's going to be wrapped up quick, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that they just route these guys. They're not that good. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers.
But I think the Eagles are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as people either think it's going to be or want it to be.
Do you think the Eagles have a lot to prove, though?
What do they have to prove? They're 9-1.
I mean, you know, you're up against Jeff Saturday, and Jeff Saturday almost beat you with only a running game.
They were missing Dallas Goedert.
Right.
Almost doesn't count, but they don't have any. They don't have to prove anything. They've got to find ways to replace the numbers of and what Dallas Goedert means to the team. And that's impossible. But they can find ways to at least generate more offense without Dallas Goedert. It's not going to be easy. But I know that the coaches have worked on it this week. But they obviously have to find ways to do that.
Well, it's kind of like the gambler that had to keep washing his hands. Did you hear about him?
No.
The gambler that kept washing his hands had to keep washing his hands because he kept playing pinochle.
I missed something, but that's all right.
Okay.
So,
contest time?
Go ahead.
Okay, my jerk is Jonathan Papelbon because he's never apologized.
Somebody already mentioned him. How about that?
Oh, darn.
Yep. So do you have somebody else?
Ooh, boy.
Okay, I guess not. All right. A loser, a dope, a moron, and a nitwit. Because he just locks himself into an ordinary team, and that would be Captain Cowboy. Hey, dope.
First off, to that last caller, he's a real genius. He sat there like he was having a lobotomy. Yeah, you know nothing about football, buddy. Second,
zero.
To you, the brown nose suck-up that you are. The Cowboys, let me tell you something. I'm 52 years old. The Eagles are the worst 9-1 team I've ever seen in my
Doesn't
life.
Matter.
They struggle majorly with the Colts.
They're missing one of their key players.
Game. They went and got two overweight, obese guys who
and
are
three
because their run defense stinks that bad. They went and got two overweight, obese bums who passed their time, not bums. They passed their time because your run defense stinks. Hargrave is trash. I love Fletcher Cox. He's a great player, best Eagle on the team. By far the best
not
Eagle
anymore,
on the team.
Not anymore, he's not. Not anymore, he's not.
He's still the best Eagle. The Cowboys have
shows
a better
you what an idiot
line.
You are. You have no clue about talent.
They have a better linebacker core. They have a better secondary. And please, best not missing the quarterback. You know what? Somebody teach Jalen
Hurts. He throws in the coverage
the
all the time. All he does is throw in the coverage.
He throws the ball. Your quarterback doesn't do nothing, but he's a glorified running back. He's Christian. He's a black Christian McCaffrey. That's all he is.
Okay.
He just runs
just,
around and
let
occasionally
me ask you,
throws
let
the ball.
Let me ask you a simple question here. What's the record of the Cowboys?
You're not going better than Eagles. I tell you what, here you want
to
know.
No. It's not.
Hey,
it's
I got a record for you. Hey, I got a record for you. Dak Prescott just went 26-6 for his career versus the NFC East. 26-6.
Who
can Carson Wentz say that? Can Ron Jaworski say that? No. Your closest person will probably be McNabb, and you hate him. So, I mean, come on, really?
I don't hate him.
Yeah, the Eagle fans, not you personally, idiot. The Eagle fans. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you
nine
done?
And one. You're bragging on that 9-1 team. They struggled.
I'm not bragging on anything. I'm just telling you the Cowboys aren't good enough. They're just not good. That was an embarrassment watching them play and struggle for as much as they did against the Giants.
Oh, you know what?
Dak Prescott is a fraud.
I'm going to tell you how you're an idiot. When you lost to the Redskins, you tell me, oh, well, it's a division game. You know, division games are tough. You never know what's going to happen in a division game. Yes, you did say that after you lost to the Redskins.
I didn't say it's a division game. You lose to teams you're not supposed to lose to, and that was one of them.
You said it was a division game, and division games are tougher than the other games. That's what you said. Well, last time I checked, the
I didn't
Giants
say
were in
that,
the NFC.
You dope.
Yeah, right. Guess what? The Giants are going to beat the Eagles.
Guess
we
what?
We swept them
what?
Again, by the way. Dak Prescott, 10 straight wins versus the Giants. Can Jalen Hurts say that about anybody? 10 straight wins versus the Giants.
Well, the Giants aren't that good.
Oh, they aren't this year. So in the last 10 games, they haven't been good? Oh, okay.
Probably not.
Well, guess what? Well, why come Jalen Hurts hasn't done it then? Just that, you know, they're so bad. How come an Eagle quarterback hasn't done that? Let's think about that for a minute.
What does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because you're telling me how bad Dallas is. You're telling me how bad Dak Prescott is. But they're doing things your great Eagle team aren't doing. That's why I'm telling you that.
You are a flat-out idiot.
I'm a genius, and you know what you are? You're a brown-nosed sucker.
Okay, now, okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Can I ask you a few questions? Okay, let me ask you a few questions. Are the Denver Broncos a good team?
Yeah, what? Excuse me?
Are the Denver Broncos a good team?
Are the Denver Broncos a good team? I don't play the Broncos anymore. I don't know.
Well,
no,
yeah, but the Cowboys lost to them. Okay,
oh, excuse me,
and
that was last
a good
year,
team.
Buddy.
Are the Buccaneers? Are the Buccaneers?
That was last
a good
year,
team?
Buddy.
No, it was
well,
this year.
Let's come to this year.
Oh, that was
we didn't
preseason.
Play the Broncos.
I'm sorry.
We didn't play the Broncos
okay,
this year.
Are the Buccaneers a good team?
Well, the Cowboys beat the Redskins.
Are the
with,
Buccaneers a good team?
The Cowboys beat the Redskins with
are
Cooper
the
Rush.
Buccaneers a good team? The
with
answer
the
is no. The Cowboys lost to them. Okay.
With the what?
Okay. The Cowboys lost to them. The Buccaneers
it
are not a good
team.
It was
week one and
we're
playing horrible.
What happened to the Packers? What happened when the Cowboys played the Packers?
Cowboys choked. The Packers are going to win Sunday night. Cowboys choked.
I asked you,
are
the Packers a good
team? I openly admit that. They choked the game away. No,
the Packers
are not good.
A good team.
Did I just not say they're not a good team?
Okay, and the Cowboys and the Cowboys let the Packers come from behind to beat them.
You're going to lose some games, the teams you're not supposed to. And then stop making a built-in excuse when we kick the Eagles ass. Oh, it's going to be the third road game. Oh, my God, it's going to be the third road game. We're going to kick their ass, and I don't want to hear your excuse for it, all right?
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles?
Cooper Rush.
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles?
And you're telling me how great this team is?
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles? Can you answer my question?
Are you crazy? Say it again. I'll answer.
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles?
The Philadelphia Eagles beat Cooper Rush, the Dallas Cowboys
backup
quarterback.
I don't care who it was. I don't care
who
it was.
The Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott is 7-3 career versus the Eagles. Okay. So that's probably why they won the game.
The pass, you know, it's just like Cowboys fans talk about Super Bowls. You got
to
dust off those trophies. Hey,
who's
dope.
10 times better than Jalen Hurts.
Hey, dope.
Okay? You got a glorified running back and quarterback. That's all you had.
Hey, dope.
Alabama.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was great. Then you watch it.
Oh,
I
bad.
Had a giant meal.
Too bad. Hey, dope. Beat it.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
It's your owner. What a fraud he is. Let's go to Angelo. Angelo, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. This is why we hate Cowboys, by the way. Their fans and the team, they all suck. Anyway, wanted to call. I could talk about the Eagles, but what really gets me, since you talked about the Sixers and Embiid, is how can you win on a team with a center that gives up in the playoffs? When was it? A couple years ago because he had a stomach problem? Wasn't he too many donuts? Can you imagine if he did that on a team with Charles Barkley or Dr. J or Collins or Bobby Jones? He never would have done that. And then how do you also win with a team that's coached by Glenn, not Doctor? You know, I can't stand the makeup of that team. And then they bring in Harden. He looks like he's 55 years
well,
old.
Well, here's the biggest problem is Daryl Morey. He has constructed a poor team. Never won anywhere, conned the Sixers into this ridiculous contract. He's put together it's just not a good, together a good team. Now you realize they're better off without Harden.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're better off without Embiid. You've got to replace him. But they move the ball around without those two guys on the floor. They miss Maxey. Maxey's the guy that you need back.
Yeah, I know. But neither of them show up in big games. What did Harden do in the last playoff game? He gave up.
He just gave up.
And well, Harden's done.
Yeah. And Embiid,
he's going to score some points. Ball, he's going to dominate the ball.
Any big game is a turnover machine. I mean, and all he does is, like you said, he's a China doll. He gets hurt all the time.
Joel, the China doll Embiid.
3 weeks. Yeah. So you know what? You get rid of him, you get as much as you possibly
and,
can.
And, you know, when I said that, I said that last year, and people went off on me. You got to kind of have a vision that is this going to work or is this not going to work? Right. And you could see it's not going to work. I mean, he's very talented player, but he doesn't fit, especially with this team. He just doesn't
fit. Why did they bring in Glenn? Why did they bring him in? So they could get, he could help them get over the hump and beyond the second round. What has he done?
I think I do a terrific job.
You got to get rid of him.
The problem is you can't get rid of him now because there's so many injuries. You can't put the blame on him. You got to put the blame on the general manager if you're going to put it on anybody right
now. Rivers is a horrible coach.
He's not a good coach, but the point is it's the general manager that's constructed this team.
I'd rather have Brett Brown, to be honest with you.
You know what? Brett Brown is actually a better coach than people gave him credit for.
He was a good coach.
Yeah. Yep. Yes,
anyway,
he was.
I got a jerk for you.
Go ahead.
The one that started all this nonsense, the NFL, Colin Kaepernick, the biggest jerk of all time.
You know, that is a good one, too. There's so many good ones. Kaepernick is a good one. This is going to be a hard choice. This is really going to be a hard choice. Thanks for the call. Thank you. Let's go to, who's that, Daryl?
Hey, Howard.
How are you?
Good, yourself. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
All right. First of all, that cowboy guy, I don't even know why you would.
An idiot and a dope and a moron. I can't even waste
time. You never get that time back, Howard. You never get that time back. Second of all, I want to know why we have the best cornerbacks in the league on the Eagles. Why we can't play two high safeties and play one-on-one with these wide receivers. They're beating us in the run. We can have seven guys in the box and four guys in the back. I mean, it's simple. And Jonathan Gannon,
you know, it's easy for us to say what they should do. But the Eagles, you know, other than the Redskin game, they've only, you know, in the Detroit game, they're only giving up an average of about 17 points a game. It's really not bad. That's not bad. That's good.
It could be less. I mean, look.
Less? I mean, if you only give up 17 points a game, there's a reason you're 9-1 because you only give up 17 points a game on an average.
Howard, but there's times you're playing way off the ball, and it's 3rd and 3, they're back.
And sometimes I don't agree with that. Yeah, I get it. There's a reason they do what they do, and I'm going to trust the defensive coordinator. And a lot of people, you go back and forth with the guy. Jonathan Gannon does a really good job. I mean, you got to look at results. Results are they only give up 17 points. I don't know what it is right now, but it's about 17 points a game. That's really good.
Second half than any other team in the league. I get it. But it just aggravates me when I see it's 3rd and 3 and they're 6-7 yards off the player.
Yeah, and there's sometimes that the corners should be up on the players. I get it. I understand. And you got to get a better pass rush. The fact that they've added two defensive linemen who, you know, I forget, was it that jerk? The Captain Cowboy that says they're old and washed up. Well, they did a pretty good job last week.
Yeah, they did a great job last week coming in out, sitting on the couch, coming in and playing the way they played.
That's exactly
right. I got to take my hat off to them.
Yep. Who's your jerk?
My jerk is the guy who started this all and has been doing it for decades, John McEnroe.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one, but I think he's probably out of the sights of a lot of people, but he was a jerk, but he was a hell of a player. See, sometimes I like to look at a jerk and say, is he better? Now, that's an individual game. Did some of these other jerks make their team better? I'm not sure. Even Bill Belichick, without Tom Brady, he's got a losing record in the NFL as a head coach.
Well, if you want to go jerk for that with a team, then you got to go, you know, Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer, yeah, but you can't, I mean, you got one already, John McEnroe. But Laimbeer was, but they won. He was a jerk, but they won. They won. So, but I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend and continued happy Thanksgiving weekend. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40 to take a look at today's football, tomorrow's football, the Eagles game. We'll take a look at all those things coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls. We'll get back to everything. The time now here at WIP is 9:19. And if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you know that a great point of sale system can truly make a difference in your success. It really can. It's hard to find a company. It's hard to find companies that are good, but we've got one here that offers everything you need and is willing to customize a game plan to fit your individual needs. Well, if you've been looking for the perfect POS partner, you need to call my pals at PDQ Signature System. PDQ, they have everything that you need for success. That includes mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. That's why PDQ is so big and so good, and that's why a lot of people already use them. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. That's why PDQ has been the top-rated restaurant management system, and that's for over 35 years. Whether you have a single-location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create a, and Joe Flynn's a great guy and his team's terrific, will create a customized game plan that will help your business succeed. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. You can schedule a demo and business consultation today. You can do it today. It's a holiday weekend, but and you can take care of things you need to take care of. That's It is 94. It is WIP. And we've got a lot of good, biggest jerk in sports, whether it's a player, coach, general manager, whatever, and anybody with a team. We got a lot of good answers. It's going to be hard to give away that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno brothers. But you can be a, you can share in all the good things at the Bruno brothers. Check it all out at thebruno.com. Stop into their stores. Business parties, social parties for the holidays. They got everything. And it's going to be hard to give away that certificate. All right, on Thanksgiving, back in 1989, a very interesting day in Eagles-Cowboys history. Very interesting day. It was labeled later the Bounty Bowl because the Eagles put a bounty. I guess it was Buddy Ryan. I don't think it was the players. Put a bounty on going after their kicker, Louis Zendejas, and they leveled him. The video's out there somewhere, and he was staggering after he kicked kickoff, and they just leveled him. So, obviously, some choice comments from Jimmy Johnson, and that was Jimmy Johnson's. It was in 1989. It was Jimmy Johnson's first year as the head coach of the Cowboys. And then Buddy Ryan was the coach of the Eagles. One was a great coach, and one was an idiot as a head coach, and may Buddy rest in peace. Good guy, funny guy, but not a good head coach. But let's hear from, after the game, from Jimmy Johnson and then Buddy Ryan on the leveling of and going after Louis Zendejas. Here's Jimmy Johnson.
We were told last night by a coach, and it was confirmed by two different players. There's a $200 bounty on Louis Zendejas, a $500 bounty on Troy Aikman. That takes away from the integrity of the game. And I would have said something to Buddy, but he wouldn't stand on the field long enough. He put his big fat rear end into the dressing room.
I forgot about Troy Aikman. And that's chump change. I mean, I know it was 1989, but you're going to go after a guy for $200 and for $500? It's ridiculous when you think back upon it. But Buddy Ryan had, of course, he has choice comments as well. Let's hear from Buddy Ryan after the game.
Johnson, their coach, is making all kinds of excuses for not preparing his team well to play us. He also, I don't have any respect for him because he got my college on probation. Oklahoma State, and now he's at the Cowboys, and doesn't have the guts to take credit for a loss. He's trying to blame the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I have no respect for the man at all. And I don't think if his friend had known the club, he wouldn't be back next year, I'm sure, as a coach.
Well, the reality is you can't do that. And they lost the game. And the Cowboys, that was their first year of Jimmy Johnson. That's when they were trying to put the team together. They made that big trade and traded Herschel Walker and got all those draft picks. Herschel Walker was, boy, I used to get along with Herschel, but he's kind of going off the deep end in a lot of different ways. But whatever the case may be, he drafted two quarterbacks, took a bold move with first-round picks. He took Troy Aikman and he took Steve Walsh, who played for him at the University of Miami, just to make sure he got a quarterback. But an interesting, very interesting scenario by Jimmy Johnson. But that was a interesting and fun game. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. So hey. Thanksgiving Day, I did something I never did. I taped the Cowboys-Giants game. For when I came home, zipped through it to see, you know, who I'd be afraid of, who, you know, I would want not to lose. I still can't decide. Did you have did you care which one won?
It's just because it doesn't make any difference. If the Eagles fall back to the Cowboys, that's their own fault. So, yeah, you could want the Giants to win, but then it gives the Giants some energy. The Eagles play the Giants in a few weeks. I don't want the Giants to have energy for that game at the Meadowlands. No, so it didn't matter to me. It's just you just tear yourself apart figuring out which team you want to lose the game.
Yeah, I was back and forth. Yeah, go Cowboys, go Giants, go. You know, I never did that in my life. I root for either one, but it's just
neither one of them played really well enough. The coward Zach Prescott throws balls into coverage. What do you have? Two interceptions. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my bad guy or jerk. This guy's a bad owner, bad person, threatening to blackmail all the owners. That would be Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder is a good one. Dan Snyder. What a bad guy. He is a bad guy. He won't be the owner by next year, hopefully, a lot of people hope. All right, Jerry, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Chuck, how are you this fine day?
Yeah, good morning, buddy. How you doing? Good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was great.
Good. Did you watch, by chance, the end of the Giants-Cowboys game?
No, I didn't. It was a late cover. I do know that. Yeah. That was the only game I lost on Thursday
website. Criticize Andy Reid for game management. If you look at the end of the Cowboys-Giants game, it's hard to fathom watching this. The Giants coach using the entire clock per play, trails by two touchdowns, and he's running the clock down to 2 seconds, running the ball 5 minutes to go, zero sense of urgency whatsoever. How many assistants do they have nowadays? Doesn't somebody in his headset say, hey, coach, we got to pick up the pace, because if we score, we got to stop and get the ball back and score again. But
I don't know everything that went into it. I don't know what the coverage was. I don't know if Jones, who's not a good quarterback, that was an issue that he had. I don't know what it was, but the coverage was obviously letting them move down the field the way they did, which.
But you still got to run hurry up. You still got to. You can't take the full play clock.
They weren't going to win the game anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, you still play to win, right? Listen, Ben Simmons, we can agree, was an all-star, three-time all-star, right?
No, he was voted an all-star because LeBron James owns part of the company, and the players have involvement in who gets on the team. And he was not although he was voted on the team by his players as a three-time all-star, he was not a three-time all-star.
When he's right, his statistics are terrific. He's a hell of a player.
Well, no, he's not a hell of a player. He can with the right team, he can help a team. But this was not the right team. He didn't have guts to shoot. He didn't have guts to go to the foul line. He didn't do a lot of the right things. But with the Nets, he doesn't have to be that player. I mean, last night he had 20 points. It's hard to him. And he didn't miss a shot. He was 8 for 8.
He's shooting 82% the last five games. But
I know. It's crazy.
But his career shooting percentage as far as 58% is incredible. Right? I mean, Durant doesn't have that.
So well, yeah, but you know what? His shooting percentage is from inside 3 feet.
Inside,
is not very good.
Yeah, that's his game. And transition. But he gets the ball out like nobody else.
Yeah,
right?
He's not a star. He can help the team.
I don't see how you can't say that. I don't see it. I mean,
well, I don't believe he's a star. I think he can be a solid player in the right situation. And right now, he's got the right situation. The problem is that team doesn't seem to have the heart, and they're soft.
They don't, man. They don't. How about the other night? They had two offensive rebounds from the starters.
And the Sixers are next to the last in the league in offensive rebounds. That was 20-4.
There was no interest in an offensive rebound.
Oh,
none.
It was terrible.
It was like they didn't show up. And they pretty much admitted that the next day, and they played much better. Well, but anyway, you'll be the first to give Simmons credit. If he plays at the level he's playing right now, you'll acknowledge that, right?
Well, I just said he's for that team. He does a nice job, but he's not a star.
Right.
He's not.
Let's keep an eye on him. You have a good weekend, buddy.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, brother. So I want to talk about this game this week. You know, I had the Giants and the Cowboys too as well. But yeah, let me get down to the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, I've been hearing everybody just talk about him playing with a broken thumb or whatever.
Yeah, that's what he's saying now, right?
Yeah, he's just playing that card, we think he's hurt and that he's not going to throw the ball down the field, which I'm sure they are, and we got to prepare for that. You know, Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, I'm not worried about the team, but like they say, we lose too many.
Well, I think it's going to be closer than people think it's going to be. I mean, I would not lay the points. I just wouldn't lay the points.
Yeah, that's going to be a close game.
The Eagles still have to find ways to generate offense with the absence of Dallas Goedert. Better offense.
I think we need to run the ball more, man. I think we
No. They got to find people to get to throw the ball to. Running the ball doesn't score enough points.
Yeah, and then A.J. Brown.
You
got to
run the ball, but you can't just overdo it.
No. And A.J. Brown, I'm hearing too that, he's sick, so that's going to be a situation when he comes
to
game day.
He's not sick. He practiced yesterday. He was
yesterday? Oh, perfect. Okay. So I wanted to talk about the Giants coach too as well. I hate the guy. I don't like the guy at all. I just think he's, he tries
Who's
to
that?
Take a little bit of hurt. The coach for the Giants, the head coach. What's his name?
Ryan Dable.
Yes. I like the guy when, before he got hired to the Giants, I thought maybe, the Eagles would hire that guy because I thought he was a great coach. I mean, he is a great coach, but when it comes
he's
to
not
the
a great
attitude
coach.
He has.
He was a good coach with Buffalo. But, hey, listen, the Giants aren't good enough. They don't have a good enough quarterback. They're better than they were last year, but because that previous coach was a moron. Okay, who's your biggest jerk?
I would say Rex Ryan. Promising the New York Jets they will go to the Super Bowl when they never went. Talk a lot of crap and never pretty much put his words.
I don't know
in.
If he was a jerk, he was an idiot. But I don't know if he was a jerk. But I appreciate the call, Joe. Hey, thanks. Let's go to another Joe in the Northeast. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I listened to your the Thanksgiving game. You guys did a good job.
Yeah, the Turkey Bowl. Yep, it
Turkey
was
Bowl,
Washington and Archbishop Ryan.
And
I know the people at both schools were happy we were there, and it was just the weather was great, so everything worked out well, and it turned out to be a good game.
And the funny thing is my cousin's son was a quarterback for Ryan, so it was weird hearing my last name the whole day, being called out. It was pretty neat.
I hope it didn't shake you up.
Nah, not at all. But, you guys did a good job. And, I should have went to the game, but I just listened to it here. But
You should have went to the game.
Yeah, I know. I had the privilege of going to both schools. I got kicked out of Ryan, and I went to Washington to finish up my senior year. So,
all right. So
I had no skin in the game.
What else is going on?
Not much. I wanted to talk about the Eagles.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts is he finally going to get the respect he deserves now? Like,
I think he's already gotten the respect.
Yeah, me too. Like, I think he just doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, direct opposite.
He's done
from
a much better job, and
yeah.
I had questions, and people had questions. He's done a really good job. All right, who's your biggest jerk? Who's your biggest
jerk? My biggest jerk, Howard. I'm telling you, I hate this guy. Drives me crazy. Even his nickname drives me up the wall. Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, I don't know that I would take him, but he is a jerk.
He's a jerk.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. All right, Mark Lawrence is coming up. We'll take a look at today's football, the pro games tomorrow, the Eagles game. We'll take a look at all that, and we'll get back to your calls for some more. There's some really good answers for the biggest jerk to try to win this $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. I'm Howard Eskin. The time here, by the way, the time at WIP is not important right now. What's important is normally we're at the Borgata on Saturdays. Because of the holiday weekend, the Friday and Saturday show is not there. We'll be back there next week, just to let you know. All right. I'm Howard Eskin, and the time is now 9:39, and here's what's happening at Borgata. I miss the Borgata, actually. I miss not being there. Love going there on Fridays and then doing a show on Saturday. And you deserve a getaway as well. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars with live music, A-class entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Book your getaway. You can do it today. You can do it tomorrow, but do it. Borgata Comedy Club, the longest-running comedy club in Atlantic City, and one of the best entertainment deals in town. Three new headline comedians each week, and they're going to have you really rolling and laughing. You're a winner. They have so many good things going on there. You're a winner this winter during Borgata's $1.2 million winning Wonderland. You can earn entries now through December 31st to be one of the 1,200 lucky winners, plus two grand prize winners will win a 2023 Audi Q8 Prestige, a great vehicle. Four winners will win a luxurious escape to Baja Mar. Drawings will be held every Saturday. For details, check it all out. TheBorgata.com. Thanksgiving weekend, Eagles Sunday night. Couldn't be better. Well, it could be better if they win, and they better win, but it could be a lot closer than people think. But whatever the case, we have football on Sunday night, and to talk about all the football this weekend, we have Mark Lawrence. Mark, first of all, my condolences again. I know you had a tough week, and it's hard to mix in condolences and happy Thanksgiving, but hopefully you kind of recovered a little bit from that.
Yeah, we did, Howard. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your warm thoughts and condolences. And I guess it was sort of a nice thing to be with the family at that time of the year, too. So thank you very much.
All right. So, all right, let's take a look. There's been a lot of college football already, but obviously some good games today. Who do you like?
I'm going to concentrate in college football on two big dogs that are 5-6, looking for one more win to become bowl eligible. And while realistically, maybe the win might not be probable, the players don't know that. They're going to come with everything they've got. First game is going to be Michigan State taking 19 against Penn State. You got a Penn State football team that's locked up third place in the Big Ten Conference. They can't go up. They can't go down. They are who they are. They're the bronze trophy winner in the Big Ten Conference. But in Michigan State, you got a team here that with one more win, obviously goes bowling. They're 10-5 straight up into the number in their last road game of the season, meaning they win 67% of the time straight up doing that. And I think what really works in this game is the head coach Mel Tucker, in his career, first of all, he's never lost the money against an opponent that's off back-to-back wins and covers. He's 4-0 that role. Mm-hmm. But this ridiculous contract that he signed for $9.5 million a year for 10 years, he's got to live up to this, and I think he's going to come step forth here with one of the team's best efforts of the football season. I think they take Penn State right down to the wire.
Okay, so Michigan State's one. Who else do you like?
The other game is going to be Auburn taking 22 against Alabama. And this is an Alabama team, much like Penn State, that can't do anything about improving their position in the Southeast Conference West. That's already been locked up by LSU. Last seven times, Bama's been a Southeast Conference favorite of more than 14 points, or 0-7 to the spread. And you've got an Auburn here, a team that's really good with double conference revenge. The role they're in this role, they're 11-2 against the spread of the number. This is the Iron Bowl, where a lot of really close call football games have taken place over the years. I think Auburn plus the 22 also takes Bama right down to the wire.
You know, last week South Carolina played maybe their best game in 10 years, the way they crushed Tennessee. And I don't like Clemson. But South Carolina, aren't they a little full of themselves, or would that game be dangerous for you?
Well, because it's Clemson, you know, and it's their hated rival, I don't know if they'll be that full of themselves. I think they're feeling pretty good, obviously, knocking Tennessee off. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big Clemson fan this year. They just don't put teams away this football season here, and the College Football Playoff Committee acknowledges that as such. You know, they've got them outside the top four here with only one loss. Just not an impressive football team to me is Clemson. I think South Carolina might go in footloose and fancy free in this football game as well.
Yeah, is there a team coming off a big win that you think could be a little flat this week?
Well, I think we sort of hit on it a little bit in the sense of it being South Carolina, but I think they can possibly avoid something like that. The other team I think that might be a little bit, might be a little bit of Indiana. Upsetting Michigan State last week, they're going to take on Purdue today. That's a big rivalry situation game here, but you know, I'm not so interested in laying points with the Purdue football team, whose coach is much better as an underdog as he's a favorite. So, but the key game here was obviously South Carolina pulling that big upset last week.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
I'm going to take a look at also, again, a couple of big dogs in the National Football League that I think the favorite opponents will play down to their level. And these big favorites also have much bigger games on deck next week to look past these guys. The first is going to be Houston taking 14 against Miami. First of all, you go back and you look at Miami. The last 15 times they've been a double-digit favorite, they're just 2-13 to the spread. They've not handled big numbers like this, obviously, here in the past. You've got Houston here. They're in this unique role where if a team in the National Football League is on a five-game exact losing streak and they are non-division dogs, that's a 65% winning point spread play in my database all the way back to 1980. Wow. You've also got in head coach Mike McDaniel here from Miami. He's got San Francisco on deck next week. That's where he was born and raised, San Francisco, at least his football career. And he just might have his football eye on more so on Frisco next week than Houston today. This is an ideal spot for Miami to play down to Houston's level here. I think Houston plus the 14 looks good in the game.
Isn't Houston changing their quarterback?
Yeah, they are. You know, they're obviously going to hit the draft hard and look for that quarterback. Davis Mills they've given up on him, and you know, they should have probably done that before the season began. But, you know, this is how much worse can they be with another quarterback as opposed to one that really hadn't produced anything at all for this football team here. But, again, I think this is more anti-Miami than it is on Houston in this game.
Okay, who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be the Rams. This is going to be tough, taking 15.5 against Kansas City. But you've got a lot of nice things inside this game here. Number one, this is the biggest underdog a defending Super Bowl champion has been since 1980 in my database. The other one, by the way, the second largest, was Philadelphia, the Eagles, in 2018 when they were a 14-point dog and they won the whole game straight up. You got Sean McVay, the head coach here, has actually got a better record away from home. He's 32-17 straight up than he is at home, where he's 32-18, so his teams play much better away from home. And you've also got Kansas City looking dead ahead to Cincinnati next week with playoff loss revenge for Kansas City in the football game. You just might get Andy Reid looking more forward to that game next week than they are the lowly Rams in this contest here. This is a big clothespin play. Get the clothespin out, play the Rams plus the 15.5.
You know, I kind of like the Jets a little bit this week. That number's so big after not scoring zilch last week. Now, I know they're changing quarterbacks, and that might have something to do with it. Do you have a side in that game?
I like the Jets, and I like their defense is what I like in the football game. You know, they've struggled here, obviously, offensively, but the Bears have also had their struggles here as well. And you got a football team in the Jets. We're going to find out what they're all about in a game like this, whether they're real or not. If you can't beat the Chicago Bear football team to keep yourself in contention, then you were a pretender rather than a contender. And I think the Jets will step up in this game.
All right. And the Eagles. Let's take a look at the Eagles game on Sunday night. Tough game.
I think it's a real tricky spot here for the Eagles here this Sunday night here. Aside from getting this feeling like they're plateauing right now, the Eagles, after that great start, they're going to take on, I think, a team in the wrong role here, and it's Green Bay coming in off a straight-up favorite loss in their last football game. And Aaron Rodgers has thrived in this role in his career. He's been 11 times an underdog when the Packers were beat as a favorite, and he's come back as the underdog and won 10 of those 11 games straight up. It's the role that, he excels the best in. And you've got here in the Eagles here, against teams that do lose as home favorites like Green Bay did, they're just 1-8 to the spread. So I think everything comes together here for Green Bay in the football contest here. The Eagles likely get the win, but I think the Packers take home the money.
Yeah, it's a lot of points to lay. It's really a tough spot. And next week's going to be tough for the Eagles, too. I'm not a Tennessee fan, but their defense plays really well. Do you have any totals this week?
Yeah, there's a stick-out total in the National Football League this week that really jumps off the board. And what it is you take a look at the Denver-Carolina football game here. You've got a total of 36 points in the game. And there have been, you go back since 2001, that's going back over 20 years, there have been 10 games in the NFL that have had a total of 36 or less points. 9 of those have gone over the 36 points. They've averaged 44 total points within those games. So you've got a lot of value here to a football game that looks and smells like a dead under, but it's the opposite. Because of the situation here, you got to go over the 36 with Carolina and Denver.
Wasn't there a point where if it was like 38, you really had it? I don't know if the number was 38, that you couldn't take the percentages were to go over almost all the time on that number?
There were. It was back, 37 was the number you're talking about.
37.
But
okay.
Exactly, right. So that was when scoring was maybe not as high as it was today, but you still did it over. And you've got right now, we're talking a point less than what that total used to be, that high bar. So a ton of value here in this football game to get over that 36 points.
Okay. All right, Mark. If people have interest in Mark's services, it's 800-321-7777 on the internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, continue with trying to have a good weekend on this Thanksgiving weekend. And Eagles-Tennessee next week, but there'll be more games on the weekend next week because we won't have as many games on Thursday. So have a great weekend.
Howard, stay warm Sunday night, okay?
Yeah, as long as I just don't want it to rain.
That's
my biggest fear. Have
right,
a great
thanks.
One, Mark. Thanks. All right. Kyle Quinn has got a tough job. We have for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where they have all kinds of great food, great catering. I mean, just you walk in the store and you just can't help but saying, I want that. And you're hungry as soon as you walk through the store. But to win that gift certificate, you had to come up with what Kyle Quinn's going to determine is the biggest jerk. They missed Barry Bonds. Kyle, did you think of anybody else that they missed?
Honestly, I think the ones that I was looking for got covered. Kyrie Irving, I think, was the biggest one that I was looking for. But if you're wondering who I'm going to pick for the winner, I'm going to give that to you. I think we haven't heard from this guy in a while, which is probably a good thing, but he's a jerk among a lot of other names that I could call him and not say on the radio. But Antonio Brown is probably my least favorite athlete of all time.
You know, he is such a jerk is not a good enough word, but he is a jerk. He just so, did the Steelers win a Super Bowl with him?
No.
Okay.
Well, he might have been on the, I'm not sure
was
if he was on
Tampa's
the team
when they won the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yes, he was.
The guy is a jerk. But there was a lot of good ones. Papelbon is an all-time jerk, and I've had a personal experience with him. Bill Belichick is a jerk. Kyrie Irving is a jerk. Kaepernick is a jerk. McEnroe, that's just the way he played the game. Dan Snyder, it's hard to take an owner. Jerry Jones would have been a bigger jerk.
What about Nick Castellanos?
Well, that's another thing. There were a lot of good ones. So, John, where was John from who had Antonio Brown?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. John from Philadelphia, you win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Biggest jerk, Antonio Brown. And there are a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot. You can go down a list. We could be here forever coming up with jerks. All right. Kyle, thanks for your help there. Kyle Quinn back at the studio. We will be back at the Borgata next week. I miss the Borgata, but for the holiday weekend, the Friday and Saturday show was not there. And we'll be back next week. And maybe you should too. But that doesn't stop you from going down there today or tomorrow, whenever. All right, Glenn Mack.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.